Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Our passage for today is going to come from 2 Peter chapter 1, and we'll go back to verse 16. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased," we ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. And we have the prophetic word more fully confirmed, to which you do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. This verse came to mind because I was recently having a conversation with someone who is not a believer, who grew up with a Catholic background and is now actually a Buddhist. And our conversation got cut short. I had so many questions I wanted to ask and things I wanted to clarify. But one of the many things that he was talking about was his questions about Scripture. He says, you know, I know that the church teaches that, you know, that God didn't himself write Scripture, that he inspired humans to write it. But I know that humans are fallible. And I know that humans are corrupt and humans have agendas. And so, you know, can we really trust the Bible? Sometimes arguments, I feel like, are the opposite of the point that people are trying to make. A very common argument that people want to make is, you know, if God is just and holy and good, all-powerful, and all loving, then how can there be evil in the world? How can there be terrible things, all of these horrible, evil things going on in the world? How is this possible if God is all-powerful and loving? And so what they conclude from that is that God is either not all-powerful, or he is not loving, or there is no God. But I feel like the argument is really the opposite of the point that they're trying to make. If there is no God, then where do we get off calling things evil? Where do we have these ideas of objective good and objective evil? If we are simply the accidental result of random forces that cause certain organisms to end up evolving into humans, things are either productive or they are not. They are helpful or they are not. Where do we get good and evil without God? And I think this person kind of was arguing against himself in the points that he was trying to make about Scripture. And God, in his infinite wisdom, was anticipating this objection when he gave us part of Peter's testimony here in 2 Peter chapter 1. No prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. He is right. Men are corrupt and men are fallen. But what's the problem of dismissing Scripture that way? This person does believe that there is a higher power. He believes that there is something beyond just this life. This is a spiritual person. But when we take away objective reality, what are we left with? Men's interpretation. And men are fallible and corrupt. Could God, if God is God, and not some, you know, spiritual being that has some power, do you think that he's incapable of anticipating men's corruption? That he is incapable of anticipating that people are going to make mistakes? Would he not account for that when delivering sacred Scripture to people that he wants to reveal himself to? If his goal is to reveal himself in a helpful way to humanity, can he not give us the word of God that we need? Now look at this next passage in 2 Peter chapter 2. The very next chapter says, "But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who brought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction." What does Peter anticipate through the Holy Spirit here? That there's going to be false teachers. There's going to be heresies. There are going to be corrupt individuals who will want to put forward their own agenda. What is our only defense against such teachers but the objective truth of God's word? We need Scripture. We need the word of God by which God has revealed himself to us. He gave us the books. He gave us the chapters and the verses that he knew that we would need. How do we know God? How do we love God? How do we serve God? And how do we protect ourselves against false teachers and the very corrupt people that this person I was talking to was talking about? We need God's revealed truth. And thank goodness that in His providence and wisdom and sovereignty, God has given us the Word of God that we need. Lord, we thank You for the Bible. We thank You for the confidence we can have that it leads us to the truth, because Your Word is truth, because Jesus is the truth. And when we find truth, we are finding You. So help us to value and treasure and pour ourselves into the Word of God so that we might have Your truth, Your life in our hearts and in our minds for Your glory and our good. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.